Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome. I am so excited that you are all here today. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I want to welcome all of you. Let's get the date straight. Here we go. I can't believe it. It's January the 26th, 2025. It is a little after noon here in Central Florida. You do not want to know my temperature. Nevertheless, I had to change 82 times this morning because I couldn't get a grip on the temps, which we will be experiencing our lowest ever in history very, very soon in some days. So I'll be joining the rest of you without the snow, however. We get a little excited if we get a little drop in temps. So unfortunately for the rest of you, though, I want to share some of the warmth down here and say good morning to all of you coming on in. I'm super, super grateful. I cannot believe that January is already flying by. I'm sure you had so much fun with Mark Husson this morning and going over everything. I know Neptune has now gone into Aries. So I believe that some of us with some 29 degree Pisces planets. We're very excited about that. So I'm definitely feeling a little bit of a shift. I always feel a shift, and I'm sure you do as well, but I think for an Aries moon, and I know some of you in the room are Aries moons, I see you. I know you understand what I'm saying, but I think we feel it in a way right before it happens. So I always get that momentum and that energy and that drive for change. And so with that being said, I want to say something too. I can't believe it's been a week already since I was able to spend that hour. Mark Husson, I want to say thank you for hosting last week. It was so much fun Monday night. We had a lot of exciting connections, and I adore all of you so, so much. Thank you for supporting us, for being there, and of course, for supporting someone who has led this community morning, noon, and night. Honestly, guys, I know not everyone gets extremely close to Mark Husson, but if you are extremely close, you know what I'm saying. If there wasn't a more dedicated person on this planet in our community, I don't know what to say about that. So other than that, so thank you, Mark, for everything. I am really looking forward. Now, I also want to announce a small change. I am reworking our class, so I've postponed it a tiny bit only because I really want it to be exactly what I want. And I'm still waiting for my guides and for the information and for what needs to happen for me to connect in a way that I know will serve a higher purpose for all of you. So it's not going to be too long. I put it off for another week. We'll talk about that. I'm going to rework it a little bit this week. And then next week, we'll go ahead and incorporate a lot of what I normally do with you guys. And so it's more of a gallery style, but I also wanted to make it right for you. And I just didn't feel completely right yet. And so I want you all to receive my best. So we're going to do some of that. You can also thank Lulu for some of that because she is definitely on fire morning, noon, and night. She is running the show here. She hates being away from me now. So it's been a little challenging, but we adore her. We're embracing her. And I think enough said on that. I also want to say good morning to those of you coming in the room. It's so great that you're here. And also, Serena, thank you for everything. I love your graphics. You're always following. You're in alignment with my vibe so much all the time, and I appreciate you completely. I want to come in, and thanks for the love, everyone, for Lou, and She's definitely a wild card over here with that Sag moon. So she is exhibiting more and more of that energy. And so with that being said, all this fire today, I'm sure, Mark, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We were just talking about you. I'm sure you could feel it, but in any case, lots of love for last week and thank you for everything for this community as well. Okay. More and more. I thank you guys as we move forward into this world, more and more, and we see everything that's going on. I believe so much that it is a true blessing and a gift, as well as a community of peace and love and harmony. And we have, you know, always brought you guys to this place, but more and more, I believe we're going to see this in the world as time goes on. We're going to be more, it's like a sanctuary, you know, for all of us to just be ourselves, to feel each other, to really be there for one another. And the support you give each other is so, so meaningful to all of us. And so you are not going unnoticed. You're definitely not going unheard, which is why I'm moving into a lot of Maureen. You are cracking me up. So Maureen just came into the room. Hello, my Jersey sister. I'm sorry you're surrounded by all that snow. My goodness. And Mark, you too. And all of you, Suzanne, I'm sitting here. Hello, Christine. Good morning to you also. Thank you for being here always. And much love. The thing is that being here, I have no right to fuss about anything other than the fact that we're going into the 20s and we've never had that. So we're wrapping trees and shrubs and flowers and all of this other stuff ahead. But besides that, we don't have to snow blow or, you know, shovel or any of those things you guys are doing. So lots of love and take it easy as well. Please in the world. But Maureen, yes, I want to go back to the dinosaurs and, the buffalo, and you crack me up time and time again. I'm sorry that you're hating winter. I'll try not. I'm smiling because I'm laughing about your emojis, but at the same time, I'm not laughing about your snow. I know everybody hates the winter, so I feel all of you very, very much. And at the same time, we, you know, of course, there's that little bit of Floridian that wishes for that snow now and then, you know. So I think the grass is never greener, and we have to remind ourselves of that. And with that being said, I'm actually using three decks today. I really wanted to come in and talk to you guys and hear all about what's going on in your lives today. I am very limited on my speech. And so I want to come and check on you all. Lois, I see you. She is snowbound as well. Lots and lots of love to you. For some reason, I have to come back to you guys now. I just lost you all here. So one second, give me a sec. Here we go. I'm coming back to you live. Okay, here we are. And they just took my room away from me, and here we are. We're back. And you are so welcome. I love that you guys were part of Mark's show, and I hope you can, more and more of you will join and, you know, talk about what people are putting out. We all want to receive something for our spirit to boost our spirits during this time. And I really feel like over time, I'd love to do a reading for your health, definitely. And I think over time, we will really understand. And I think what's happening now, I'll talk about this quickly. And I said I wasn't going to speak, but I am. Quickly about value and what we find ourselves placing value on. And I really truly believe part of our everyday to-do list would be to every now and then make sure you're adding things in your life that means something valuable to yourself. And that doesn't necessarily ever mean things or material possessions or I'm sure it almost never means these things. You know, you have a new home or a new car or whatever it may be, new clothes, anything like that. Of course it has value, monetary value. But what are those things that truly, truly believe or you believe to yourself adds value every single day? And I think we can embrace and appreciate that more and more as we become more wise. And I want to remind myself of becoming more wise instead of a little older. I'm sure you do too. But in any case, let's, with that being said, I place a lot of value on our time together and I want to come in and do some work for you. So let's take a peek at your lives and see what's up. Okay. So I'm asking for questions this morning because that's what we're going to spend our time doing. And you could tell I'm in a reading mood. Good morning, Patricia. She says it's 15 degrees in Texas. Brr. And let's take a look. Now, she said she has a property tax issue. Any info received on how to do about resolving it in my favor? Well, one, I would definitely not ignore that or put it off. I feel that the people there, I actually feel there are three people in an office, one specifically taking care of this topic, and who you're going to be speaking to. And I'm sure if you have spoken to them already, then you're doing your due diligence. It's not something I would put off until last minute. I do believe that they're... Yeah, you feel, I know when we have to go through these things that we don't want to deal with, we kind of put them off. But my intuition says, do not put it off any longer. I know there's a bit of a sacrifice to move through an uncomfortable spot, but you must do this now because I feel like you'll feel less conflict internally and less defeat, of course, in the situation. Someone will be there to help you. They're usually pretty understanding. I have an attorney working on it, but I don't think he has either. I feel if you haven't done this yourself, one-on-one with this woman that I see at the so-called tax office or wherever she is in your area or the property, the city or county, of course, of that, I feel like there's somebody there who's willing to speak to you directly, and that's how it has to happen. Sometimes we want to hire a third party, which is, of course, a very human and normal thing to do, but I don't believe I would do that because I feel like you have to take matters into your own hands before you get stuck, and I hope that helps. Let me just take a look, Patricia. Hold on now. Because I am pulling a sacrifice card, and to me, that sacrifice card is, I see positive movement. The attorney I work for, yeah, let's take it, I would take it into my own hands if I were you. And then you can rest a little bit and rest easier. I really do. I feel like women, I see three women in this office. Women respond to women also. And especially if you're in a situation, he could come behind you and help you in other ways with it if that's the case. But I do believe you can simply make a phone call and feel a lot better as long as they know you're working on something, as long as they know, you know, you're there and connecting and taking responsibility. I feel like it will be okay and work out okay. And I hope that helps. All right, let's take a look. Who's next? I'm going to come back to the top. Lori, I will not forget you. I'm so happy that you're with us today. And Patricia, let me give you a timing on that. And you're right about it being too late. We don't want it to be too late, you know? You are definitely protected, however. You're going to take matters into your own hands. I feel, even though you're, you know, sometimes we go into this fear mode, I would say, without realizing, because you filed to represent me. Yeah, well, if I were you, I'd still be making a call. It's your, if it's about your, I'm telling you directly, I am sensing that nothing has been done yet. So I really truly believe, or, you know, if you even make a phone call and let them know, okay, even if you tell them yourself, because something has to be handled but in your own accord, if you tell them that you hired a lawyer and that you're working on this, anything like that, I'm not permitted to talk to you if that's the state law, whatever it is, or the county law, but do not avoid it. I wouldn't, or be afraid to ask him if he's handling it, but you should call them and tell them that you hired an attorney if you haven't already, okay? I just feel there's a woman there that would tend to lean into you more than him. So let's see if that helps. At least you can let them know you're a human and you're on board and you're, you know, taking care of it. Okay. That I'm not going to change my mind, but I do feel it would help tremendously. Sometimes they have to know there's a real person behind that attorney also and say, look, I'm probably not permitted to talk, but I just wanted to touch base, let you know I'm here, da da da, introduce yourself. And that's a good thing. Okay. And I do see someone helping you, so you will get it done. All right. All right. Good luck. Come back and share and let us know what's happening. I do see some correspondence and communications, which would move you forward. And that's a very good thing. Okay. They're showing me 8 weeks though, total. All right. Now let's take a peek here. Hi, Randy. Good morning. Tyler, I hope you feel better, honey. What's happening? Lots of love to you guys. I know everybody's so snowed in. Tyler, how about a little meditation and a little close your eyes, focus on a lot of beautiful colors swirling around your body. Try to really pick yourself up. I know it's I want to say this, it's like a cruddy time, you know, energetically over there. It's cold, it's snowy, it's bleh, I know. But let's take a little moment and close your eyes. And I'll join you for a minute here, and then you could continue later. And don't forget to take time out. And you have an ability to bring strength and health and a little more momentum to your inner being so that you can take some action in your outer being and start feeling a little better. But go ahead and ease your mind. I feel like there's a lot going on in your head. So if you just take a moment, so I want you to use some color, purple, white healing energy, silver light over your head, and really sit there and swirl with those colors, okay, honey? And start moving it through your body, through your chakras. And you have an ability, as we know, you are a miracle to begin with. So you have a miraculous ability to start working on yourself and start healing yourself more so that you could feel a little better. And just taking a moment of solitude, silence, peace, meditation, and start working with this colors. Aunt Kathy will join you. And I feel also some more fluid water. I almost feel like I don't know if you're drinking a lot of water, but you need to. And I feel very strongly about that. And I hope that helps. But let's get some clean water. When I say clean, I don't mean out of the tap, you know, just some clean, healthy water. I almost feel a slight dehydration that could be corrected with some good water and also some meditation and healing with color. And if you're attracted to different colors, use the colors that come through your mind and replace those thoughts with all those swirling colors. And I feel like you'll do really, really well. Okay. And you come back and tell us, and tell me how you're feeling, and I'll check on you in some hours. Okay. I love you to the moon too and back a million times over. Thank you, Jonathan. And Marty, say hi. Okay, guys. Thanks for being here. All right, I'll say some big prayers also. All right, now, I think we all forget when we're under the weather, we're not feeling good, whether it be mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, who in that moment really thinks, oh, okay, I could change this on my own accord or with the help of God or the help of the universe, whatever it is your higher power is. And we have such a difficult time. Usually it takes somebody just a gentle reminder to say, hey, you know, you could do this, or I think we all need that from time to time. I did pull the King of Wands, so you're going to be feeling better and back on fire like that Leo you are, so I feel good about that, okay? All right, honey, you take care. We'll talk soon. All right, Michelle, let's look at that house and moving along. She's now looking to move. Let's find out what I have a feeling about a little bit of a timing. So let's take a look, okay? That was fast and a change, but that's okay. Patricia, you'll get your payments. Okay, here we go. Michelle's house is on the market. They have a lease until June, but they're looking to move. Hope to find the perfect house to buy. You know, I see this adorable house. It's not too big, but it's actually perfect. And I'm feeling this, and I don't feel brand new either. I feel there's a little bit of history in this home. And I also feel an older woman lived in this home with really, really, I mean, devout energy, but divine energy, I want to say, but truly, truly a little pip. I do feel it's somebody's parent or grandparent. And they really don't want to sell it, but they're going to sell it because they fall in love with you kind of energy. This is what I'm getting, okay? All right, let's take a look. Oh, it looks white, but it could be yellow. It's a light color. I actually can draw it for you later, but we can't hear, but I will later, okay? It's very, very cute. And you know, sometimes we have, oh, stunning home, gorgeous home, adorable home. Yours is adorable home. I see flowers. I see color. It's a little bit older, but perfect for you guys and perfect for you. But the spirit of the home is actually extremely, it's like funny, like you know, like, I don't know. You'll see what I mean. You'll know it when you walk up to it. That's for sure. But let me take a look with the card so I can give you a little better, see if we can get a timing. I don't think it's going to be long. I think you can find it as early as 2 weeks from now, but I also believe that the sun in Aries is perfect timing, okay? So maybe by then. There is more information coming. I say as early as 2 weeks from now, but I actually feel very successful outcome for you because it's one and the same, but also I get a lot of wand energy, which would be Aries coming up. There may be an issue that you are concerned about at first, so you hesitate to do it. But you should get through that, because I'm telling you not to hesitate in advance, okay? I think that little spirit wants you to have that house. That's how I feel about it. You'll feel the vibe when you know what I'm saying, okay? They may need a little work, but that's okay. Not much. And I hope that it's like a cottage, but of course, big, larger than a cottage, but it is. It's really cool. I could see this. Sometimes we want to go into brand new, or we want to go into a newer vibe, but I don't feel like it's time. I love you too. Thank you for being here. Okay. I know I have to draw it in my head because I could visualize it, which is a good sign of the right house, but we still have to, we'll work on that later. Okay. I'll send it to you. My doodles. All right. Let's take a look up top. And I'll be coming down. Quelly, good morning to you. Many blessings to you as well. Snowmageddon from the Canadian border. I heard it's really tough up there, Jean. Lots of love to you too. I will pull a card for you. Let's do that now. We're just coming to the top so I can come down the list, and I'll make sure I get as many as I possibly can, which hopefully is... I'm moving a little faster, so we'll get Okay, Jean, I'm actually using three decks today, so I pulled three cards. I feel very, very good about you need to kind of sit still right now, obviously, for what's going on with the weather. But another thing is just go slower, or less is more, you know, less moving fast, less, taking on too much responsibility, less. It's almost like, being the high priestess, paying attention to the signs, not missing the mark on something, and a very, very auspicious but positive stroke of luck, so to speak, is going to hit you. But you can't move quickly, because this is like the strongest message I have for you. You don't want to, like, we don't want to trip up and miss something that we're, and this isn't to make you nervous or worry or anything like that. It's just saying, listen, chill out, you know, sit tight. Be the high priestess. Take it all in. Absorb what's happening, and don't move too quickly. And I think we have to realize we're going to feel some, I don't know if Mark, I'm sure Mark got into some of this. I missed him the first half, but I, you know, when a major planet like this is moving, we know what time we're going into, you know, after 160 something years or whatever it is. The bottom line is we are tempted with that Aries energy, no matter what planet is there, to move a little quick, like, we want to get the show on the road. So we kind of start pushing and whatever else. So let's not do that. And let's absorb instead the Neptune vibe and pay attention to our instinct without really moving too quickly. And I'm just telling you this because you are meant to trip over someone or something that's very lucky, or like I said, auspiciously positive for some kind of new beginning that might may be with you for a long time to come. And that's what I'm feeling. Okay. So sit tight in Snowmageddon and don't worry about it. I think that when we have some still time, and I'm sure many of you feel the same, sometimes silence is not as golden as we would like it to be, you know? So we start wandering and, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to, and then we really forget what we're supposed to be doing. So just sit tight. I feel good about that. And you come back and let me know how you're doing. Okay. Also, security, safety, foundation, these types of things are going to be on the agenda a little bit. So, and I mean this personally for you, and some of the gifts that you give yourself this year are learning about, and it's almost like a self-learned, how do I make myself, what does feel safe to me? What feels secure? What can I do to increase these feelings? And this is where you're going to place your personal values, you know, like on yourself. How do I increase this type of energy? You know what I mean? So I do hope that helps. And you come back and let me know. Let's think of a word. I got that. I pulled that high priestess energy again. So I feel like you know what I'm saying without knowing what I'm saying. So let's just go with that, and you're going to be great. Just sit with it, what I said. Okay. All right, Lori, let's take a look. Oh, you are so very welcome. I am so excited that you were there. And yes, intuition is a big thing for you as well. And this year also, more than ever before, you'll be returning to that. And let's take a look at you. Okay, here we go. Lori W., this is for you. I feel the number 9. Many times over, I'm pulling all 9s. This is amazing. I think the spirit of generosity, there's another high priestess, which we talked about last week. So that rings true about your intuition. And I also feel like you're going into a deeper spiritual, or you're going to find yourself on a spiritual journey again. Going into things that you may have never thought, just be open to receive. Be open to the spirit of generosity, opening yourself up to information from different channels, which maybe you've never considered. And I feel a lot of that. I also feel that you are definitely going, it says nothing is going to stop you from reaching your new goals. And I just feel like you're getting back on a path you were meant to be on. And perhaps sometimes when we start to experience our own gifts, or we realize what they are becoming, we kind of avoid them, or something in us shifts our focus to something different, you know, and then we forget, then we come back, you know. Anyway, the bottom line is you're never going to forget again. So you're going on this other journey now. It says the very beginning of what becomes a highly spiritual adventure for you. And I do love that. So two different topics. I do believe numerology is a topic coming up ahead, because I see a lot of numbers and I'm getting a lot of 9s, but I also go back to the 6 and the spirit of generosity in your day-to-day life as well. The more you open, the more you receive also. Many of you, the difference between that 4 and 6, I always look at the 4, 5, and 6 of Pentacles as they are telling us a story of our lives, of where maybe God or the universe wants us to exist, you know, day to day, because the 4 of Pentacles maybe can hold on too tight and it's fear-based. And then we go through this spiritual process of the 5 of Pentacles and the dark night of the soul, so to speak. And we sit there and we are not only in fear, now we feel in lack and we're like struggling to see the light. And then finally, that through that dark spiritual process that we all go through and the ebbs and flows of our spirituality and our growth, we come into the light, which now becomes the 6. And with that Six of Pentacles, we think about, wow, we're over the hump. We can do this. We're going to climb to the top again. We're getting there. You know, it's like, and it's no joke that it's the sixth house, because we want to live our daily existence in this energy and the spirit of generosity. And so any bit of generosity that we could put out to the world comes back to you. And at first it's not a suggestion. And there's a huge difference in, well, I'm giving this, so I expect this in return, because we never want to do that. It doesn't work. We go right back to the four. We slip down the hill, you know, and then we start hanging on too tight again. And so we want to stay in that Six of Pentacles every day perpetually and really try to believe that the universe is going to have our back in every circumstance. And so, Lori, also for you, maybe you're going to get involved in a charity or an organization, and this says attend some of those events, and that could be a lot of fun and connect with like-minded people as well, just like you're doing in the room and being around Mark and things like this. I think that's a very important thing also, and follow your intuition on where that happens also, okay? And that's a very good thing. You know, sometimes for you single people, I'm coming away from you a little bit now, Lori, but I'm definitely including you in my words, of course. And thank you for being here. Every now and then, we get into maybe a dating phase, or we're single again, or we're single for a long time and we want to start dating. And sometimes when you ask me, where do I go to meet people? I always say, look for a charity event, a walk, a run, just in a, you know, the SPCA, the Humane Society, people who love animals, you know, that type of thing, to mingle with people who are going to give some of their time, you know? And so I think it's important to meet men or women of like mind. And what a better way to start than someone who's willing to do something for others, because you're probably going to find a lot of empaths there and less narcissists, you know? And I think you know what I'm talking about. So it's just an idea. I feel like somebody listening today can follow through on that idea also. And you come back and let us know. I feel like somebody's going to meet someone at a charity event coming up soon. So I want to hear about that. And I'm feeling it very, very strongly. So if any of you have any walks or runs or meetups or community events coming up for the highest good of someone else, just let me know. And I feel like you're going to meet someone there, okay? All right, now let's take a look. Oh, I'm glad it makes sense. Thank you. You ever have a day, guys, where, and ladies, how often do you ever feel like you're just like communing with something other than what you can be here with, like in the earth? I already sound like a freak, but that's what I mean, just to be a little bit on the freaky side, or a little more whimsical, or, you know, you really want to spend time in your spiritual life instead of your physical life. And that could be so much fun, but it gets a little, I want to say kooky in a way, because, and that's how I feel today. I'm a little kooky because I love spending time. Like, I could feel the fairies today. I could feel the energy of the guides. And sometimes we could feel the God energy. And sometimes this, all of these things become encompassed with that one God. And when you could feel that above all else, you know, something's up, right? And so I feel very protected today. I feel you're all very protected today. Stay aware of everything going on, and at the same time, tend to what's in your own environment, in your own space. Because we all have the blessing of the protection of the divine, and we know what's happening in the physical world. And so I think spending time in our spiritual lives is a little more fun these days, you know, great escape. So it is a little kooky, and I want to challenge all of you this week to be a little kooky. I sound like a total Aquarius right now, but it's true. I think the kookier the better. Do something kooky that it's never going to harm you or another, of course. And I'm not telling you to jump out of an airplane, but I'm saying do something in the house that's kooky. Choose one small wall, paint, do some finger painting, do some pottery, do something that is just in your home. Yeah, definitely. Something that is just out of character. How about that? We can all try to tend to one thing out of character. I'm trying to think what that would be for me. I don't know. Maybe eating sardines or something. Blah. But you get my point. Just something totally different. I think it'll sometimes doing something a little different than what we're used to can help us appreciate our daily lives. And it's, you know, it really does help, and it adds some fun to it. Lori, I'm looking at you again. She has a lot of sinus and migraines. There's definitely some pressure up and about right now. I know I've heard this from many people. You're not alone. There's a website that we like to talk about because Edgar Cayce has created some magical things there. And it's called Baar, B-A-A-R. And I probably found this site from John Joseph years and years ago, but I can't. Anytime I think about Edgar Cayce, I think about John. But in any case, this site has some great things for that. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't really guide you to anything specific. But there are some specific things that could really help. I truly believe in what he believed as a healer, his creations. I mean, I believe in them. So go take a peek at that site, baar.com, and tell us how you feel about that next time. Okay. Hello, Ms. Jamie. Welcome. Karen, hello to you. Good morning. And let me see who's next. Somebody said something. Kelly. I appreciate that so much. Did you have a question for me this morning, or am I imagining it? All right, let's take a look. I thought I saw one, but let me just take a quick peek. She's getting opportunities covering for medical providers in small town clinics. I know you're loving that snow. I wish you guys can package me some. All right, let me take a look. Covering for medical providers, she says. I like small town clinics. Lori, thank you. She said I have never had a sardine in my entire life, but I've been challenged to do it. I don't know if I can do it. I know they're very good for you, but I'm glad that you have some too. You've been thinking about them too. That's funny. I wonder where that came from, but now I know. Thank you for being here. All right, let's take a peek here at Kelly's job. I like the opportunities. Yeah, I could tell there's a lot of guides. You guys are, you know what's happening? You're all kind of in your homes and you're cuddled up and you're watching the snow and really can't move as quickly as you typically do, or maybe do the things that you normally do day to day. So your routines are a little bit, you know, all right, everybody's getting the time out. Now, while you're in time out, I could tell that your guides are actually in rare form, full force, out and about. They want to talk to you. They want to bring you information. And so another thing, besides doing something kooky in all of this storm energy for yourself, you can also try to tap into some of your guides to get some messages and challenge yourselves to write something down that may hit you in the head, a message, a TV show, something said on the radio, anywhere there's words on the wall. Yes, I've been known to read words on the wall. I'm sure you have too. Yeah, I'm only teasing, but it's true. It happens. So you could see, or maybe a pretend projector in front of your face or a movie that you're watching. Write down three things today and see what happens. Let's just say, I don't even want to really limit it, but let's say within the next 90 days, that's a good time frame. Let's say within the next 90 days, did any of these things that hit me in the head down in my snowy downtime, has anything come true, you know? And I challenge you to do that also. Because I think that being in this silence is very good. I know you, California said, Karen says she's in California, but it's winter in her head. All right, now I'm trying to look at Kelly. I'll get to you. Don't worry. I'm here. I mean, you think I'd answer the question 10 minutes ago, but this is what I mean about the guides having a little fun today. Kooky energy has arrived. I think we all need a little kookiness in our own worlds with everything going on. That's so upsetting. Yeah, I like this. I will say this. It's showing alignment and an offer. It's also showing a lot of work. I do feel this. It's a change, but I also feel very, very good about it. And I feel like you'll meet someone interesting or someone aligned in this way. So I say go to it, the small town clinics. I think the opportunity is great. Of course, I won't rule out another, but I do pull the Knight of Cups a couple of times over, and I feel very, very good for you about that, okay? And I hope that helps. All right, now, Lori says she loves sardines. Are you going live today? She said she loves sardines. Her mom used to make her sardine sandwiches. She was Italian, and I think it's an Italian thing. It is. I grew up with them as well, but I've managed to escape them my entire life. And so let's see what happens. No, not for me. All right. You'll be live. Okay, Lori will be live today at the top of the hour shortly. All right, happy, healthy life 10. Wondering what's going on with my mother-in-law. She's changed almost overnight. She leaves me out. That's terrible. Has anything happened? All right, let's take a look. This is a tough one because, you know, I do feel there was a miscommunication somewhere, and it may be something that you completely let. Sometimes people are watching us in a way that we don't understand, like we're not really consciously thinking, oh, we did something or we didn't do something. You know what I mean? Hold on a minute. And another thing is, I'm wondering if your partner can do something to intervene. It seems like and I know this sounds insane, but within 7 weeks, it's going to self-correct. And I don't know why. Your mother passed, but this is your mother-in-law. You see, it's so weird because it does show something about it, but I also feel about your mom's passing, but I also feel this is going to self-correct. So I don't understand why. Did you think it had something to do with that? Because I do, strangely. But I also feel like something, I don't really think you have to do anything except maybe try to get your partner involved a little bit or try to poke around a little bit. But honestly, I see self-correction in about 7 weeks. And I thought psychically March would be better for the whole thing. It could be something stupid. I don't think you should make a big deal out of it at all. Just keep going. I really do feel like it's going to be okay. But I did see I'm sorry for the loss of your mother. Terribly sorry, and I feel like it has something to do with around that time. So let's just see what happens over the next coming weeks. I don't think there's anything you have to do to correct it, or it's going to self-correct. That's how I feel. All right, sweetie, you come back. We'll talk about it again, okay? All right. I want to say something, and then we have to finish. Unfortunately, I've run out of time. But guys, there's somebody in here. Jane, I did not miss you. I will get to you soon. I promise, promise. I have to go right now because our time is up today. But also, KM, if you could just tell me your name, we could really get into this next week. I'll start out with the two of you, and we'll go from there, okay? All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for being here. Lori is coming up live next. I know she and Serena will be with you again. Have a wonderful Monday, and I'll see you all next week, okay? Lots and lots of love, everyone. Jane, I won't forget you.